Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that hazardous waste specialist Matt makes $60,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Sabrina, who lives in Marysville. Good morning, Sabrina. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. Thanks so much for calling in for Share Your Salary. We were running low on peeps, and right now, this service is needed more than ever, so thank you.
Absolutely.
By the way, this should be really interesting because we don't exactly know what it means, but Sabrina is a biohazard cleanup crew office manager. So we'll figure out what all that means, and it's interesting that it comes on the heel of hazardous waste specialist Matt. Could be some differences. We don't know. That's why we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Sabrina. We'll ask you a lot of questions. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song. We'll gather our thoughts. When the song is over, we'll guess what we think you make, but then you're going to tell everybody you will share your salary.
Okay.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's make them count. Emily, if you're ready, begin.
So what are considered biohazard cleanups?
Anything that is dangerous, basically. So after death or coronavirus, for example. Ooh.
You clean up coronavirus?
We disinfect.
How long have you been doing this?
About 3 years.
Are you mostly in the office or in the field?
Mostly in the office. Occasionally, I go help out on site.
How did you get into this?
I'm through a friend.
What is the gnarliest thing you have seen when you do go in the field to clean up?
One time, there was somebody who sat in a hot tub after they passed away for 2 weeks.
We'll have to come back and ask questions about that after we're done.
How much training did you need for this job?
There's about 3 different certifications.
Oh, man. Okay, so if there's a gnarly cleanup, do you send the person you like the least as the manager?
No, honestly, the people who do it like the worst jobs the best.
We got sidetracked with the hot tub. We'll come back to it. Morning Wolf Pack, right now we got to get to the meat of this thing. In other words, how much money is Sabrina from Marysville making every year as a biohazard cleanup crew office manager? Text your guest right now to 46150. What an interesting line of work, by the way.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out in 3 minutes. We'll ask some more follow-up questions. But again, Sabrina's going to share her salary right after this song.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us this morning, what a heater, Sabrina from Marysville. She's a biohazard cleanup crew office manager. Emily, what else did we just learn?
So she works at biohazards or anything dangerous, like after death scenes or coronavirus, they'll go in and disinfect. She got into this kind of randomly through a friend and been doing it 3 years. She needed 3 certifications to do it and works mainly in the office.
Oh, it's troubling when it comes to picking a salary for you, Sabrina, because, again, you do mostly managerial work, and I don't know what pays more, like cleaning up dead bodies or answering the phone. I have no idea, but I'm going to use a text that takes the heat off of me, and I want to thank, where did that text message? Megan in Marysville. Thanks for taking the time. She is at 82,000, and I do think this is an important job that needs a sensitive touch, so I'm going to go with that. High money.
I agree with you, Matt. I think it is very like a specialty situation, but I'm not going to go as high. I'll go straight up 60.
Oh, big disparity there. So there's a big wide swath in the middle, Slow Joe. Where are you going to go?
I'm actually going to go in the lower end and say 52.
Wow. Who knows? That's why we play the game. Share Your Salary. And Sabrina, in Marysville, we have reached that point in our conversation where you're going to end the guesswork. It is time to tell everybody how much you make every year as a biohazard cleanup crew office manager. Sabrina, what is the number?
$65,000.
Oh! So, Sabrina, even though nobody wants to, and somebody's eating breakfast right now, how hard was that for you when you got to the hot tub scene?
Oh, it was pretty gnarly. We had to cat litter the entire thing and solidify it to get it out.
Oh my.
It was pretty terrible.
Word. How long does it take for you as a human being to stop thinking about that picture in your head and then getting the smell out of your nose?
I don't know if it ever goes away.
I can't even imagine.
I mean, there's just not enough money that anybody's going to pay you to get rid of that image, right?
No.
Are there a lot of different companies that do this?
I think there's about 4 or 5 in Washington. Wow.
And how sad is it to know that there's somebody out there that didn't know enough people and nobody came by the house, that it took 2 weeks to find somebody floating in a hot tub?
That is sad.
Yeah, that's always the saddest situation.
And you said the hot tub was on the entire 2 weeks, like hot?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, geez. Male or female, not that it matters.
It was a man.
How many people just unplug their hot tub permanently?
Yeah.
Don't need that. All right, Sabrina, listen, well, just based on that case alone, you don't make enough money.
Yeah.
There is no amount of money.
Well, I'm young. I'm young.
Yeah, it means it's gonna, you have more life for that image to be stuck in your head.
Right?
Oh, you want to hit that when you're like 90 going down. Good Lord. All right, listen, we love you, Sabrina. Kitty litter. Ah! Thank you so much for being a part of Share Your Salary in the Morning Wolf Pack. We do love you.
Yeah, have a good day.